Wow, that was some of the best sleep I've ever had. Then again, I was dreaming about him. I always sleep well when he's involved in my dreams. Well, 6:26? I woke up before my alarm. That's a first. Oh, I almost forgot. I have to give that dummy a shirt back. That's probably why I also slept so well. I guess the smell of him comforted me throughout the night. It was so nice and warm. It's like a second blanket. It felt like I was being touched by him all night long. In a hugging sort of way. Not anything pervy. Better take it off before he knows that I slept in it. I did tell him we could hang out yesterday, so he could be here any second now. Grr, knowing how he is. What? Oh no! That's such a big stain! It's still fresh, too. That little tease. I must have had a wet dream about him. This is bad. What if he finds out? I shouldn't have been so horny and let myself sleep in his shirt. Oh God. I hope I didn't get his sweater wet too. Then he would really think I'm. Okay, it's still on the edge of the bed where I left it. At least his sweater's still dry and clean. Still, this whole t-shirt situation is bad. Really bad. Now, because of my carelessness, his shirt has my love juices all over it. No. It's okay. I just need to put it in the wash. I bet I could do it really fast. Then he'll never know. I'll do the laundry after breakfast, and when he asks for it back, then the stain will be all gone by then. I did so many perverted things with that idiot yesterday. If he knows I've been coming over him in private, it might stroke his ego even more. Teases me about it, but it's so hot when he does it. I can't resist. I can't do anything but blush and get mad. He knows how to press all of my buttons. I'm gonna use a lot of detergent on his shirt later so he won't suspect a thing. It'll be like it never happened. I need a shower to get my head all off of this. And so I can smell nice and clean for him. I wish he would smell my hair. Sigh. Okay, now his t-shirt is in the laundry room, so I won't forget to wash it after my coffee. Wow, even after calming down and spreading my ass cheeks like that, and letting the forceful shower water flow into my little hole, it puckers so much whenever I do that. Well, now even after I've pleasured myself in the shower to try to get my mind off this whole situation, I still can't believe I squirted on his shirt like that. My parents are gonna think I'm a bedwetter if I have any more weird dreams like this. Damn him. I hate his. Sexy voice and the way he rolls his sleeves up. And how his face is so cute like that. He knows I secretly like everything about him and won't stop teasing me. I really don't want to, but it's probably for the best that I return his shirt. It might make me too hot for him if I don't return it. I wonder what he would do if I came to the door with nothing on except his wet t-shirt. And then he would see the big stain I made when I had that wet dream about him last night. It's so big. God, I must have came so hard in my dream. The shirt's more wet than dry. And since it's soaking wet with my love juices, the shirt would stick to my skin and be see-through. Like when you're at the pool and you wear a shirt. My body would be totally visible to him. Then I could invite him in and treat him like a man and make him a big breakfast and then give him a blowjob. Then I would play with his hair, massage him, and tell him things that would stroke his ego. The reason I hate how cocky he is because of how hot it gets me. Maybe if I don't wear his wet t-shirt, I can just come naked to the door with only a sweater on. Zipped open, of course. I want him to see my cute little tummy and nipples for him to grab. No. I need to stop thinking of crazy stuff that would never happen. Besides, I already masturbated in the shower. I can't get worked up and do it again so soon. Okay, even if I don't wear the shirt, even if I keep this frumpy outfit on, he'll probably still see my nipples get hard when I open the door. Since it's cold outside and everything, it always feels so loud when that happens. I hope he would get the urge to pinch them when he sees them poking out like that. I really like it when he looks at my body. I can even see him getting hard down there sometimes. I'm happy I can give him a boner. What am I saying? Every girl must give him a boner. That pervy dog. Oh, if I didn't return his shirt, I would probably end up wearing it every night. Then the wet dreams would never stop. With how horny I get, sleeping in a shirt every night, I might scream something I regret in my sleep. It would be so embarrassing if I started moaning louder in my sleep. Then my parents would hear. Ew! Only someone like him could have that kind of effect on me. It's like he's put me under some kind of spell. I felt so powerless last night as I started drifting off into sleep, making those noises I did. I always moan a little as I fall asleep. It just feels good. Especially now that my body is going through all these weird changes. But last night, it felt very different. When I was moaning, they were louder and it felt a lot more pleasurable. Oh, how lewd of me. I didn't even wear anything else under that shirt. I was totally naked. I didn't even have my panties on. His t-shirt was just as warm as pajamas. If not even more warm. I wish I could wear his shirt to sleep every night. Or even cuddle with it as a blanket. While the rest of me is naked. I want to squeeze and smell his shirt again so badly. I'm really desperate for it. I'm all showered and clean now. Maybe I should have taken the shirt into the shower with me, so I could have washed the stain off. And then I could have smelled it again while masturbating in the shower. But that might have made the problem worse. Because it's his, and I can't trust myself with his stuff, evidently. Who knows what crazy things I might have done to it if I really did bring it into the shower with me. The next time he hugs me, I hope he doesn't notice the big whiff I take of him. He always smells so great. It's like his scent does something to my... What? Is he here already? This early? I mean, I was expecting him to come early. I hope I smell good for him. Dumb idiot interrupting my private coffee time. I'm coming, you big idiot! Oh. No pun intended. I hope my scream didn't sound too sexual. I don't want to make him think that I'm desperate for him. Oh, it's you. Like I expected. I mean, not that I was thinking about you right now, or that I want you to come right now and interrupt my coffee, but it's just that we had plans to hang out and stuff, remember? Gosh, you don't have to be so awkward about it, dummy. Anyway, I'm already showered and ready. I'm even shaved down there. Never mind that last part. I just meant to say showered and ready. Well, what do you want to do then? Where are we going today, genius? You obviously have something great in mind since you can't get that dumb, cute smile off your face. It's still so cold. My nipples should be getting hard by now. Ew, what are you looking at? You better not be staring at my chest again, you perv. Can't a girl be comfortable without a bra in her own home? I usually never do this, but... Just come inside. My parents aren't here anyway. You must talk about this to no one. Got it. If anyone knew you came inside my house, they might think we're an item. Ew. I'm only letting you in because I'm cold and I don't want to keep the door open. So, what do you want to do? What? You want your shirt back? And your sweater too? Shit. Well, you're gonna have to wait. I took it off as soon as I got home and tossed it somewhere. And I don't know where you left it, so... Be right back. I have to go looking for it. You'll wait here? Fine. Just sit here. I'll go check. I don't expect to find it anytime soon, though. Ugh, fuck. He's here earlier than I expected. I haven't even had time to wash the shirt. And knowing how he is, he's probably just gonna stay here until I give it to him, isn't he? Yup, he's still there. Shit. That means I won't have time to put in the washing machine like I planned. I'll just need to think of something else. Maybe I can just give it to him like this? Would he even know what happened? I mean, it's just a stain, right? Then again, it is rather sticky, and he's seen me in this shirt. He might put two and two together. He knows the shirt is too long for me, and that it covers that area down there pretty well. He'd definitely suspect something sexual was up. Plus, what would I tell him? Sorry about the stain. I got some food on it. No way he would believe that. Especially with how huge the spot is. I could maybe try to wash it off in the sink? No, then it would end up being more soaked than it is already. Plus, I don't know if my love juice spot would fade away so quickly. I could just say that I spilled something on it, like moisturizer or... No, I'm overthinking it. I just need to tell him to come back tomorrow, and I can put the shirt in the laundry, wash it, then finally return it back. He'll be none the wiser. I couldn't find it. I mean, I wasn't looking that hard, but I haven't found any trace of your shirt. Yes, I'm sure. It would be very hard for me to mistake something of mine for it. My clothes are actually nice. Not to mention smaller. Hey! My shortness doesn't make me cute, like you say. Ugh. I really don't know why you think that. It's so weird. Then again, what kind of talking to? Ew. What? I am not adorable either! I am not blushing. It's just warm in here. I slept in really warm, comfy pajamas and just took a nice, hot, long shower. So, anyway, I'll have to find your shirt later. I don't really want to keep looking for it right now. What? No. Don't come in the laundry room and look yourself, okay? I can keep looking. Do you really think I would need your help? Huh. Believe it or not, I can do things for myself, you know. Besides, you might do something perverted, like take a few pairs of my panties while you're inside of the laundry room with me. You're already gross enough as is. I don't want to enable you. Just stay here. I'll go and try to find your stinky shirt again, idiot. Oh no. I came so close to revealing that I slept in a shirt last night. I've really got to watch what I say. I need to insult him a little bit more next time. That was a close call. So, now the big question. What the hell do I do about all this? Maybe if the stain wasn't so big, I could hide it when handing it to him. But as it is, he's definitely going to see it. Just look at it. It's practically still soaking as much as it was this morning. Gosh. I mean, I could just not bring it up and see if he says anything? No, that's a bad idea. I could turn it inside out. No. No. The stain originated from the inside, so that would just make the problem worse. What do I do if he knows that I came inside of his shirt? I'll die of embarrassment. Not to mention, he'll probably figure everything out. He'll know what a perverted weirdo I am. I can't let him think that about me. I just can't. Okay. It's okay. Relax. He won't find out if I approach this calmly. I just need to act natural. Act mean and feisty like I always do around him. Then he shouldn't suspect a thing. I should at least try something first, though. Trying to wash the stain off in the sink probably won't work, but if I soak the whole shirt, it will make the stain less noticeable. There. seems to be working. At least a bit. Not as noticeable as before, but if you look hard, you can still kind of tell what it is. Let's just get this over with. He won't be able to immediately tell what the scene is now, at least, so that's a plus. Hopefully he doesn't look at it hard. Alright. Time to go, finally. Give this thing back. Here we go. Okay. Look. Found it. Now, get out of my kitchen, idiot. No reason to stay in here for any longer. Let's go outside now. We should be on our way. I don't like pervy boys in my house anyway. Ugh. Cold again. I guess it wasn't too much of a pain looking for your smelly shirt. Here. What? The stain? I have no idea how that got there. It was there when you gave it to me. It's gross. What the hell were you doing in that shirt? Ew! Actually, don't answer that. I don't even want to know. You want your jacket back too? You should have just told me earlier, imbecile. Yes, now I remember. But you should have reminded me earlier, you dummy. This is your fault. Probably just buying time to stay on my porch, you big creep. Don't move. I'll be right back. Okay? Why didn't that idiot remind me earlier? Then again, I shouldn't be so forgetful. I swear he does things to just annoy me sometimes. Should still be on my bed. Do I really have to give this back to him? It smells just like him. Maybe I can lie to him and tell him that I lost it. I wonder how he would react if I rubbed myself on it and gave it back to him like that. No, I better not. I don't know if he's as crazy about me as I'm as crazy about him. One last whiff. Curse that idiot for making me give this back. Here's your jacket back. It was on my bed. Oh. You're welcome, I guess. Don't do that! Even if I did want to kiss you, which I don't, you're on my front porch. People might think we're together. My face isn't red. Well, okay, fine. Maybe it's a little red, but that's only because I would be horribly embarrassed to be seen with an idiot like you. Ugh, like that. Ew. Ugh. You should have just kissed me when we were inside if you wanted it that much. Idiot. But God forbid you miss a chance to embarrass me, big dummy. So, now that that's all over with, what do you want to do today? Huh? You have something to take care of? Right. Okay. I'll catch you later then. Bye. I did it! That was so stressful. I don't think he believed a single word I said. But I did it. I hope he still trusts me. Being around him makes my brain go all fuzzy and stupid. It makes me say crazy things I would never say otherwise. I hope he really did have something to do. I hope he didn't change his mind about hanging out with me because of how suspicious and weird I was acting. I swear I'm so awkward around him. Wish I could be cooler. Hey! I totally forgot about my Christmas dress! He still has it! I just now realized he didn't mention it at all! He sure did remember his dumb sweater, though. That meanie. Maybe that's what he had to go do. He probably remembered that he forgot to bring my dress, like I told him to bring, and didn't want to tell me because he knew I would make a big scene about it. I'm always on edge, but even more so when he's involved. He makes my emotions go out of whack. Oh, that pervert. I hope he isn't doing anything disgusting to my dress. Oh, I can't say anything. I'm a disgusting pervert myself. Getting my love juices all over his shirt like that. I'm getting hot down there. Thinking about him sniffing my panties. And how I wore that slutty dress on Christmas. I can't stop myself from blushing either. Just from that one small peck on the lips. If I react this much to a little kiss, then how am I gonna handle it when I give him that sloppy, wet blowjob I've been dreaming of giving him? My face is gonna be a bright, glowing red the whole time. He'll probably know that I'm not only horny, but he'll know that I love him with all my heart. My face will probably look all shy and stupid too. I hate it when I make that cringy expression. I basically have the word love struck written on my forehead whenever that happens. God. Oh. God. If he returns my panties with any of his cum on them, I'm going to scoop up as much of it as I can and put it inside my pussy. I want his cum inside of me so bad. Then I'll wear those panties for the rest of the day and masturbate in them. probably more than 5 times. I feel like it would make me closer to him. Especially since he was rubbing his dick on it. Then, I'll stick the panties in my mouth and suck out any of his leftover cum out of them. I'm foaming at the mouth just thinking about it. I have to stop saying things like this before I accidentally blurt something extremely lewd out loud to him. He would never see me the same after that. Oh man, now that I think about it, I should have taken the drawstring out of his sweater while I still had the chance. It could have gone into my shrine. Oh well, maybe next time. I just need to make sure he gives me an item of his clothing again. Well, winter is here to stay for a while. And I do have some more skimpier winter outfits that I could put on. He would have almost no choice then. He's too generous with his sweater for his own good. He's such a nice guy. Even if he teases me a lot. Anyway, I guess I'd better go back to my room so I can make myself look a little cuter before he comes back. And try not to replay that kiss in my head too many times. On second thought, maybe some pleasuring myself wouldn't hurt either. Fuck. I'm such a pathetic cum slut for him. Oh well, at least I admit it.